All right. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 2:30 agenda item. We have two. We'll start with the first one, which is an action item. Consider resolution adopting changes to the title, grade, and job description of one position at the Canyon County Fair. So take it away.
Go ahead. I just know the resolution is the only one I can print out.
I didn't print it either.
I can hold up.
I printed it.
Okay, that'd be great. Can I have a copy of it real quick, please? I mean, I wrote it, but I'd like it from.
Hey. Most of the information's in the.
Yes, a little bit of salt and pepper on those files works.
That I supplied, but we've traditionally had an office coordinator position. That position became vacant last March. At that time, discussion with staff was really, they wanted to hold off on filling that till after fair. And then we, and mainly because Cameo Vary on staff, she wanted to take on some responsibility, and we wanted to see if that was going to be a good fit for her, and she has been wonderful. We're in a really good place because of her, and I know that especially right now because she's on maternity leave, and I am now doing everything she normally does every day, and she's a rock star, so I can't wait till she comes back. So we talked to staff and really tried to figure out where our gaps were, and it's mainly in our communications and community outreach. We just don't have enough capacity on that right now, so we're asking for this position to change the title to communications coordinator. We drafted a new job description that HR edited and approved, and then in regards to the grade, the communications or the office coordinator was that we had budget for midpoint of grade 12. HR recommended grade 13, but we do have enough budget due to vacancy to absorb the differential.
Okay.
And Chairman, I want to say thank you, Marty. And I really like at the end of the memo that you put that under responsibilities, we don't have to wonder. It says that HR has reviewed and approved. That's pretty nice. Those little things matter to me. So I think this is a needed. I know there's a lot happening in the way of coordinating the communication part of that. And so if you found somebody that can do that, I will never compete for that job. But I think it's good, Chairman.
So overall, this is not increasing the budget for starting for next year, is it?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, if you're going up a grade based on the hiring, the existing job was at budgeted at midpoint on grade 12. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it would be a small increase. What would be the increase from mid to mid between grade 12 and 13, roughly?
About $3.75 per hour mid-grade to mid-grade, but this position has been vacant for the entire fiscal year. And we do not have a candidate identified. We are going out to find a candidate now, so it will probably take at least 3 weeks to find someone and get them enrolled before. So it would be a fiscal impact for FY25 for approximately 5 months remaining out of the current fiscal year.
Are you asking for next fiscal year? So next fiscal year, if we're going up a grade,
mm-hmm. It could impact it by. I would have to do the math. I don't have it in my head.
It would depend on the candidate.
Like $8,400.
Okay. We would set an increase for FY26 coming through. But once this is approved and through the budget process, this would actually be budgeted at that midpoint of that grade 13 in FY26.
Yes.
Through the request process.
Correct. I didn't go through what FY26 would look like knowing that the budget process was coming up. So I'll take that moving forward. If we have any of this moving forward on other positions, that I would have a fiscal impact for FY26.
Okay. But technically, the position is a promoting position, which would perhaps increase your income by making the fair more cognizant on the people who might come and attend, just by getting the word out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And along with that, as we moved, Cammy, she's doing most of the facility rental right now. We exceeded budget revenue last year. We've already hit budget for this year. We're going to exceed it by a lot. And so, and this job will actually help with facility rental community outreach as well. So
I like it. It'll be a good forward investment that should recoup whatever cost we have.
Chairman, I have another question, and it's already obvious because Marty's reviewed it, but when you revised the job description for this position, it merited that amount or that step up, the job descriptions and all of that.
Yes,
change.
It did merit it when matching similar positions across the county and with our competitors, similar surrounding municipalities. It does match to move to a grade 13. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other question?
I don't have any, Chairman.
I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign the resolution adopting changes to the title, grade, and job description of one position at the Canyon County Fair as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Congratulations. Hope we find an outstanding candidate.
Would you like us to?
Yes. Chairman, can I ask a question for our HR person?
Yes.
What's the hiring climate and the quality of candidates out there right now?
It's been a little tough. We have definitely, if I believe there's a little shift in the economy that maybe is getting people to question whether they're ready to move jobs or not, just because there's a lot of questions in their mind of what does the future look like. So we are really, HR is really doing our best to work with those who have open positions to try to think outside the box, to try to reach out to different places to see if we can find some candidates. I'm cold calling people to see if they might be interested in changing jobs, just simply because some people don't know they're ready to change until an offer is presented to them, an opportunity that they could really think about. So we're doing everything we can.
Yep, I know you are. Thank you for the feedback.
I would submit it's 57 degrees and blustery.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. We're ready for the next. Well, let's take a couple minute break in the record before we start the next agenda item. Thank you.